listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
When a medical mistake causes you injury, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns! That's right, Dog Pound. Time to get fired up and call your shot. 216-578-0850. We told you we are going to let you know the official injury report right now for the Browns. Mike Pettine addressing the media. Here is what he has to say about the Browns going into this game. Billy Winn is out with a quad injury. Phil Taylor is out, obviously, with the knee surgery Wednesday, and wide receiver, newly acquired wide receiver Rodney Smith, out this week with a hamstring. Officially listed as questionable are Ataba Rubin, Joe Hayden, and Paul Kruger, all officially listed as questionable. Now, Ataba Rubin apparently hurt his ankle in practice on Thursday. He was limited today, questionable for Sunday. Paul Kruger is questionable. He said it's a back issue. The head coach of the Browns, Mike Pettine, would not elaborate on that. He did say that if he is out, as we had just discussed, Eric Martin will see significantly more time in this game against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
You know what's when you talked about Eric Martin and Barkevious Mingo seeking or playing a more significant role, the one thing that immediately popped into my head, even though Paul Kruger is a rush 90% of the time guy, as we've done statistically in the past, I think that's a very large tell for us defensively. You know, when Barkevious Mingo's in the game, there's a high percentage. He's 50-50, you know, rush versus dropping already.
Sure.
But if Eric Martin's strong suit is rushing the passer when Martin is again opposite Sheard, you know, he's probably going to be rushing as well or some type of rush. Whereas when Mingo's in the game, it's a high likelihood you can say, hey, he's going to drop. And that's a little bit of a tell. So that's something that I'd be interested to see, you know, how Coach Pettine and Jim O'Neill disguise their rotations and different defensive set based around the personnel of Mingo and Martin.
And I wonder if we'll also see some times here where maybe you get Armani Bryant actually in that rush linebacker role lined up out there to fill in for Kruger. But certainly the other big injury that's out there is Joe Hayden right now. And they said Joe Hayden has an opportunity to be a game time decision. It was very limited today in practice, according to Mike Pettine, and that Justin Gilbert would start in his place if he is out. And I can tell you this, Justin Gilbert has had a great week of practice. I don't think there's anybody in this building right now lacking confidence in what Justin Gilbert can do. Many, I've heard somebody say the light bulb went on for Justin Gilbert. Great week of practice. Mike Pettine said that in his press conference as well. And if that's true, that's great because he's got it all. He's got all the tools. And sometimes it is just a matter of the light bulb going on, doing something, going out, making some plays, getting some confidence. As a player, how important is that week of practice for your game on Sunday? Because we've heard sometimes coaches say, oh, we had a great week of practice, and they go lay an egg, or we had a bad week of practice, and then they go out and light it up. But for a guy like Justin Gilbert, a rookie who's been struggling, to go out there and have everybody talk about what a great week of practice he's had, what does that do for him?
That's a huge confidence builder, and I'll say that is if he's gotten that tough love from his room or tough love from the coaching staff, there is no better way to build confidence than to tell him. He knows, he goes, this kind of feels like I'm having a good practice. Or, you know, okay, I put a good practice out on the field. Let me do that same thing tomorrow. But to hear it from the players and coaches, like, dude, you're balling. You're killing it. This is what we're talking about. This is why we got you. This is why we took you 6th overall. All those things to have that chest bow out and that confidence to go up only can help us on Sunday, especially with the fact that we could be relying on him in a starting role for the Cleveland Browns.
We certainly could, and I want to further add to this that if Ataba Rubin's not able to go, it sounds like it is possible that he might not be able to go. Jacoby McDaniel, remember him, the hero from the Family Day scrimmage out in Akron from Florida State's national championship team a year ago, the defensive tackle, could be promoted if he can't go, according to the head coach, Mike Pettine. But as Mike Pettine says with these injuries, to me, the true measure of a coach is how well the backups play when it's next man up. And we heard a lot of that next man up in the locker room this week. And that's what it'll be with these injuries. Again, Ataba Rubin, Paul Kruger, Joe Hayden, all questionable, all right now considered to be game time decisions for the Browns. And with the defense struggling, you want to see three of those premier defenders out there on Sunday. It is Call Your Shot Friday. Let's go now to, we've got on the line Stan in Brooklyn. Stan, welcome to CBD.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
You got it,
boss.
I appreciate it. Matt, hello, Matt. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I grew up in Elyria, Ohio.
There you go. Pride of Illyria Catholic right here.
I met the great Vic Janowitz at the United Polish Club in 1955 on Middle Avenue. You know where that's at?
Yes, I do.
Okay, but my greatest moment, I attended my first game down there in 54. My father took me, and I've taken my son, and my son takes me now. So, but my most memorable moment, okay, goes back to 1986, okay, when we beat Pittsburgh Steelers 37-31 in overtime. Kosar threw a pass, I believe, to Webster Slaughter. And then we went on to win the final four games, finished out the season at 12-4. I was at the New York Jets double overtime, and sadly, wide to the left, Rich Carless, barefoot kicker. If that would have been reviewed in this day and age, it would have been called it would not have been called a field goal as far as I'm concerned. But one more thing I have to say, there's an unknown factor that a lot of people aren't talking about in this game coming up.
What's that, Stan?
And that is, if we have to depend, okay, on Billy Cundiff to kick a field goal any longer than 50 yards, it'll cost us the game. We cannot rely on his foot. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Stan, thank you.
Thank you.
Billy Cundiff, I think, has shown that he has the range. That ball certainly had the leg against the Ravens to bounce off the upright. Tough wind on that day, too. But you don't want it to come down to a field goal again. I want to see the Browns go ahead and take one and win this game and win this game decisively, and hopefully it doesn't. But if it does, I think Billy Cundiff's here for one reason, and that is to make that kick, and hopefully he can get that done.
I agree with you, and I think, again, he did it in Baltimore prior to coming to Cleveland, and I have 100% confidence in Billy to make those kicks. And again, what we have to understand and what's at stake for Billy is he will go into the history books because of the 18-1 record. To have it finally go in our favor and have us, it's not, you know, Swisham kicking the kick, it's our guy, you know, making that kick. So that just coincides with, you know, the players on this roster making that one play, and in this case, making that one kick to solidify a victory.
Exactly, and that's what they need to get the victory. It's a Call Your Shot Friday here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Let's go now to Scott in Solon. Scott, what's up, bro?
What's going on, Nate? What's up, Matt? You're going to understand, this is the first time in so long with the Buckeyes on a bye, and Nate could tell you, Matt, what a big Buckeye fan I am.
He's insane. This is my boy. He can't sleep the night before Buckeye. He starts recruiting kids on the playground when they're seven to track them for
the
Buckeyes.
Start talking to my son. He's going to be a Buckeye, I promise you.
There you go.
I'm looking forward to it. So I'm feeling the positive vibes here. 24-17.
Like it. That was my call as well. Good. I like it.
And my most memorable moment was back like in 88. We played the Oilers back-to-back weeks, and I'm at the game, and Don Strock. It was a freezing cold game, and my dad wanted to leave, and I'm like, we're sitting through this game, and we pulled off the victory in the playoffs to beat the Houston Oilers. I don't know if you guys remember that game. That was like in 1988.
The year 1988. What's your favorite Browns-Steelers memory?
My favorite Browns-Steelers memory, when Kosar hit Slaughter, we beat him on the road. If you remember, when we broke the streak, the jinx at Three Rivers.
The jinx at Three Rivers. When you look at this team, Scott, why do you feel better about this team, as I know you do, than you have in years past?
I just see the speed and the talent. And I feel like, you know, let's get to my point. I think that there's actually playmakers out there. I like the running game. I think you win games up front. I think the offensive line, you know, has done a really good job of controlling the line of scrimmage. You know, I'm a little bit disappointed so far in the tackling on the defense. You know, that gets me to my point. This game, I want to see, you know, one thing about the Browns, like I've noticed, is that we've always been passive. I want to see us take it to them. I want to be aggressive, and I want to play to win, not to lose.
You play to win the game.
You do, and I want to see – you know, my thing is you got to, you know, stop Le'Veon Bell, number one. You got to shut him down.
I agree.
And then I think one thing I think we saw last week, I like what, you know, the aggressiveness and, like, you know, the disguised blitzes that Matt was talking about a little bit ago. You know, being aggressive and not showing your hand. And I think, you know, playing aggressive and playing to win will go a long way. And I think they're going to have the crowd behind them. And I'm all fired up for this game.
Are you going to be at this game, Scott?
Oh, of course.
Of course. There he is. A Dog Pound member, a card-carrying member of the Dog Pound, and certainly a Buckeye lunatic. He won during the Cleveland Browns Foundation Radiothon. We had one of the contests for the great cause there to support the Cleveland Browns Foundation and further education here in Northeast Ohio. was to be a co-host of Cleveland Browns Daily for a day. So Scott and his buddy Tarek won. So one of the days in the offseason, they're going to come in here with us and do a little hosting of CBD.
I like it. It's great. And again, for all of you out there, participate in this show. Call us. Tweet us. We love that. This is your show. And
it's
again,
time to call your shot.
That's what I'm exactly. Call your shot. You know, don't keep it in your head. Don't keep it to yourself. Don't share it with your cubicle buddy next door. Share it with us and let us analyze and celebrate this potential Browns victory on Sunday.
That's right. Let's get Mike in Youngstown. Mike, call your shot, Browns Steelers, this Sunday at First Energy Stadium.
Well, I got to say, go Bucks first.
That's right.
There you go.
I-O. My most memorable moment was, well, I'm 64, I was 8 years old, and my dad and my uncles took me to see Pittsburgh and Cleveland at Pitt Stadium, and we were in the end zone, and I got to go down by the, you know, towards the field, and Lou Groza, that's showing my age a little bit, come over and slap my hand, which I'll never forget.
Absolutely, and, that's great.
In one that I'd love to forget is I was at the Browns when they lost to Oakland, and hearing such a loud crowd, and then just going like the air was taken out of the stadium. So,
how are you feeling? How are you feeling about this game this week?
Well, I'm feeling great because me and my wife are going. The upper deck, 50-yard line, the row five, you know, the five seats, five rows that go around the top.
Yep.
So great seats, and I'm feeling pretty good. I think that we're going to just manhandle them up front with the offensive line, and it's just going to open up so many things for Hoyer. And I think the defense is going to step up. Well, they usually do for a half, as you guys know, but hopefully we can step it up for a whole game. And one last thing, I did a lot of boxing shows in my life with Ray Mancini, Kelly Pavlik, locally.
Uh-huh.
And we did an amateur show this past weekend for a foundation, and Noah Spence was there. And he came down with his uncle. And let me tell you what, I got to talk to him for about 20 minutes and try to get his life straightened out. And I'll tell you what, he was a very, very nice young man. So I hope he gets to play in the Scarlet and Gray. All right, guys, go Browns, go Bucks.
Thank you, man. I appreciate your call.
All right, let's go to Steve in Canton now. Steve, welcome to CBD. Call your shot.
Yes, it was back in the 80s. We went up to the Pittsburgh game, and on the way in, this guy was selling a T-shirt that said the F word, Pittsburgh, and Houston sucks on the back of it. And he wanted $20 a piece, and I said, I'm not paying that. So we went and watched the game. They beat him 51-0. On the way out, I seen the same guy, and he had them for sale, and I said, how much you want for them? He goes, I have $5. I bought all nine of them. We went into the Holiday Inn down there, and Pittsburgh Steelers fans bought every one of them off of me.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, my wife said, I put it on, and my wife, and one of them goes, look at this shirt. And I said, oh, great, there's a bunch of them over there. And
well,
they bought every one of them.
That's awesome. Who wins this game on Sunday, Steve?
Oh, the Browns.
Browns, what's your score?
You got a score?
Pardon me?
What's your score?
24-10.
So we've got a 24-17, a 24-10. Keep calling your shot out there, 216-578-0850. When we return, Matt and I will give you our favorite Brown Steelers memory, and we'll continue to talk with you, the Dog Pound, as the Browns get ready for a huge game against the Steelers in just 2 days' time. It can't get here fast enough.